earlier today, and after an intense manhunt, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said police have captured a suspect in last night's mass shooting. Dylan Roof is the young white man police say entered a prayer meeting at one of the city's oldest and most well-known black churches and opened fire.
Nine people were killed, including the beloved pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church, 41-year-old Clementa Pinckney, who was also a state senator. And, Peter, one heartbreaking scene earlier today, his desk on the floor of the state legislature empty, save for a vase of flowers. U.S. Attorney General Lynch, sworn in just yesterday, also said her office is opening a hate crime investigation.
Even as we struggle to comprehend this heartbreaking event, I want everyone in Charleston and everyone who has been affected by this tragedy to know that we will do everything in our power to help heal this community and make it whole again.
Sarah McKinnon is with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Charleston. And Sarah, what more do we know about the alleged shooter and how he was found?
Well, he was found just late this morning. Dylan Roof is his name, R-O-O-F, and he's 21 years old, as you said, a young white man. He was taken into custody during a traffic stop in Shelby, North Carolina. And police say that they actually were able to track him down based on a tip from a citizen who called in and saw something suspicious. They didn't say exactly what. And very quickly, officers were able to determine that was the suspect, take him into custody. They said he did go cooperatively.
Well, there are also reports that he had been arrested on drug and trespassing charges back in March and April and changed his Facebook picture shortly afterwards. There are some pictures surfacing.
Yeah, I've heard about some of those reports. The police right now are not saying a whole lot about his background or who he is. They say they are preparing to send some state and federal law enforcement officers to North Carolina very soon here to interview him and collect evidence.
Yeah. Well, there are pictures surfacing. You've been in the field, but there are some pictures surfacing on television showing him scowling in the woods. And those are Facebook pictures. But there are also reportedly three survivors inside this historic church. And one reportedly said the shooter let some of them survive to tell the tale. Sylvia Johnson is one of Pastor Pinckney's cousins, and he told WIS News TV in South Carolina, she did rather, that she'd spoken with one of those survivors who said church members tried to talk the shooter out of this, but then he said this. Let's listen.
He just said, I have to do it. He said, you rape our women and you've taken over our country and you have to go.
Sarah, this is just terrible. What are people there saying?
Yeah, incredibly disturbing. And, people on the ground here have just, I think, throughout the day been hoping that the suspect would be captured. So certainly that's good news for people here who've been, I think, a bit afraid. When I came into town early this morning, some businesses, even hotels, were completely locked, and lots of police officers around. So I'm sure it's comforting to people who live in Charleston that the suspect has been apprehended. Folks I spoke to on the streets of Charleston this morning near the church where this occurred just, expressed to me that it's hard to understand why someone would do something like this, and especially, they said, in a church.
Well, we remind ourselves that 2 months ago in neighboring North Charleston, a white police officer fatally shot that unarmed black motorist, Walter Scott. That officer has been charged with murder, but we talked earlier today to an elder, another church elder in the area, who said that's very much still on people's minds. So what is the sense of, what has this event come into the middle of when it comes to race relations?
Yeah, Robin, I was here covering that story as well a couple of months ago, and, it's been a difficult time for the Charleston area. As I've spoken to a few people again this morning, I asked about that, and it just, I think everyone was so stunned, it was just kind of hard to process what's happening, but, certainly there have been, it's been a tough time, and it's been a tough time that's in a racially charged kind of way. We are, of course, we're in the South, and this was a slave state, and we're not far from the harbor where the port where many Africans were brought to the country to be enslaved. And so it's a difficult history here. And I think, you know, as I talk to people, I hear a sense of just, why would anyone do this to anyone? But it's hard to ignore some of the potential racial undertones.
Yeah. Sarah McCammon, reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting there in Charleston. Again, the suspect in the shooting last night at an historic AME church in Charleston has been captured. Dylan Roof, he's had two pronunciations of his name, 21 years old, has been taken into custody. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says her office will charge him with a hate crime. Sarah McCammon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, of course, we will be following the latest on this story all day. But also today,